The Gospel according to Matthew, the 25th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to the disciples, "Then the kingdom of heaven will be like this. 10 bridesmaids took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. When the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them, but the wise took flasks of oil with their lamps. As the bridegroom was delayed, all of them became drowsy and slept. But at midnight there was a shout, 'Look, here is the bridegroom. Come out to meet him.' Then all those bridesmaids got up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish said to the wise, 'Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out.' But the wise replied, 'No, there will not be enough for you and for us. You had better go to the dealers and buy some for yourselves.' And while they went to buy it, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went with him into the wedding banquet, and the door was shut. Later the other bridesmaids came also, saying, 'Lord, Lord, open to us.' But he replied, 'Truly I tell you, I do not know you. Keep awake, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. I'd like to focus on that last verse of the Gospel lesson. "Keep awake, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour." I'd like to focus on that because this morning, I'd like to suggest a reading of this parable that might be a little different from what we've probably become accustomed to. But before doing that, I want to share a story. My grandfather, when he died, was 98. And in those last years, understandably, was pretty homebound. Someone took him to church, but otherwise he was just in his house. And whenever we would go and visit him, whenever I would leave, I'd want to set up the next time I'd come and stop by in Mount Angel. And I'd suggest a few options, and he'd kind of listen politely and not really say anything, and then finally say, "I'll be here." I know a lot of you can relate to that. And then I'd go and check in with my aunt or his caregiver and find out when I should actually show up. But I always loved the simplicity of Grandpa's response. If you made those plans, he was just going to forget. So whenever you showed up was always just kind of a surprise to him. And he always loved the visit, and he didn't care that he wasn't prepared. He just went with it. And so what he always said was very accurate. "Well, I'll be here," wisely promising nothing else. And I only tell that story because it might have a little bit of a parallel to our parable today. This parable, like many that we've had in this portion of the Gospel of Matthew, is about the return of Jesus. When the new creation is brought forth of the whole of the earth, humans and all the other things in the cosmos will be finally set right. The power of sin and death will be completely vanquished, and the fullness of Jesus' presence in our lives that is already here in some way will be fully actualized. We've had these readings for some time now. They're going to keep coming next few weeks. And this parable fits that category, that lesson at the end. "Therefore, keep awake, for you know neither the day nor the hour." Emphasizing we can't predict when Jesus is going to return. And then we have the content of the parable leading to that conclusion. We have this story of the 10 bridesmaids. And when we look at that story, I'm just going to posit a guess that most of you, or most of us, when we read this, usually focus on the oil. Because that seems to be the determining factor about these two groups of bridesmaids, some bringing extra oil, the others not. And so then we'd expect the lesson to be something about being prepared, probably. Go ahead and bring that metaphorical extra oil along with you. Be prepared for when Jesus returns. It's not a bad lesson. And I'm sure that the parable could lead us there. But today I'd like to explore another possible way of thinking about it. I'd like to invite you into a few of the really tricky aspects of this parable. And when we read those, it's going to, frankly, make less and less sense of how Jesus comes to this conclusion. Because it's the conclusion, therefore, keep awake. You know neither the day nor the hour. So thinking about that conclusion, let's reread the parable. And this is going to be a little more of an in-depth textual analysis than we usually do at a sermon, but I think we need it to see where this is going. So it starts with bridesmaids arriving. Some of them have extra oil, others do not. And then they all fall asleep. Remember the lesson, keep awake, for you know neither the day nor the hour. Already we should pause. The wise ones fell just as much asleep as the foolish ones. Something isn't quite right. And then these sleeping bridesmaids are all awakened by a great shout that the bridegroom is here. So come out and meet him. So they all wake up. And then the foolish ones notice they have no oil. So they ask the other ones to give them some oil. The wise ones refuse, tell them to go buy some more. And then the foolish bridesmaids leave. But did you notice a detail? The bridegroom was there. It doesn't say he was on his way and due soon, but he's there right now. But the foolish bridesmaids leave. They go try and find sellers for their lamps, sellers of oil for their lamps. And while they're away, it says, those who are ready go with the bridegroom. Notice it didn't say those who had oil in their lamp went with the bridegroom. Just those that are ready. And then those foolish ones come back and they find a closed door and they're not able to go in. And all of this leads to Jesus' lesson. Keep awake, for you know neither the day nor the hour. I hope now you're starting to see the complication of this parable. Aren't we to start with the question of what's the posture we should all have for the coming of Jesus? Well, it's pretty clear. Stay awake. That's what we should be doing. And it's true. It is what we should be doing. Should be focusing our minds, our hearts, our souls, everything in our whole lives on that one singular event, Jesus in our lives. But then what does this parable suggest? Even though we do have that command, we're not going to do it. Every last one of these bridesmaids fell asleep. See, we get so caught up in the details about the oil and the lamps that I think sometimes we miss that universal reality. We're human. We sin. We err. We all fall asleep. To truly put everything we have at all times and all places with all things into Christ is the reality we will have, but only after Jesus comes back, not before. Right now, we live in the place where we fall asleep, where we falter, where we can pray, dear God, draw me closer unto you, and even in the midst of the prayer, feel ourselves falling away. As we are captive to sin and death as we started the service this morning. And so we fall asleep. We don't stay awake. And then this parable finds grace. Every last one of these bridegrooms who fell asleep get woken up. They didn't do anything to wake up. They didn't remain awake. because they didn't know the day or the hour. They all fell asleep, and yet they were called and woken anyway. Then we have this whole drama with the oil and the lamps. And here I believe we found our red herring. Nobody told them they needed to have oil in their lamps, nor a suggestion that they'd be favored or disfavored based upon it. Instead, they all simply assume they need to fix this problem. They don't see that the bridegroom is already there. The waiting period is over. You don't really need oil. You're headed to the wedding banquet, where there's presumably light. And then when they're called upon, they focus on the wrong things. And the one thing they actually did need to do, to simply be present, they weren't able to accomplish. They tried to do more, get the oil they needed, solve what they thought the problem they had in their lives, and didn't see that the problem had been solved for them. The bridegroom was already there. And this is clarified by what these wise bridesmaids did. It doesn't say that because of their well-lit lamp, nor because they had the foresight of bringing extra oil, that now they're with the bridegroom. It was the bridegroom that woke them up. It simply says they were ready, and they went out to meet him. They followed Grandpa's advice. They were just there. They might have fallen asleep. They might have been distracted, but they were present. And there's a big difference being simply present and being prepared. Being prepared is an active thing we do. We put together what we need in order to remain awake, in order that we won't be caught unaware, in order that we can control the situation. That's not what these wise bridesmaids do. They're as confused as the foolish ones. They also get caught up in the details about the oil, but they happen to not leave. So much the same for us. Remaining present isn't really an action of ours, as if we're preparing. It's just being there. It's letting the action of the space happen around us, and for us to participate when it happens. I submit that's what these people did. Even when they were asleep, they were present. So they don't follow Jesus' lesson. Stay awake, for you know neither the day nor the hour. They fall asleep. They weren't prepared. Because the whole point of it is that we can't. I've been focusing on the stay awake, but notice the second half. For you don't know the day or the hour. And as much as we like to use phrases like expect the unexpected, you know, of course, that is impossible. You can't expect what you can't expect. So just like these bridesmaids waiting, we too are waiting. And we're not going to be prepared. There is no vat of oil large enough for us to prepare for what life brings to us, much less Jesus' return. Just like them, we're going to fall asleep. But while asleep, just like them, we can be present. We don't have to be able to stay awake and be fully prepared at all times. Instead, we receive the grace that God will wake us up and bring us into God's full embrace. All we do is remain. Be human. Keep from getting distracted and moving us away from what is fully present, which is Christ in our lives, both right now and on into the future. Thanks be to God. Amen.